Hi, everybody, and welcome to Ivy English. I'm Karen.
And I'm Wesley.
Today is October 22nd, and please turn to page 61 in your magazines. Today we have a new TOEIC exercise for you, and it involves a letter.
好，今天我们有一个新多益情境试题攻略。那我们今天有一封信要看一看。
Let's look at our instructions first. Part 7, Reading Comprehension. Directions. In this part, you will read a selection of texts, such as magazine and newspaper articles, letters, and advertisements. Each text is followed by several questions. Select the best answer for each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 1 to 2 refer to the following letter.
好，所以我们看到这个题目的提示，他说在这一部分 ,in this part, 你会读到一个 selection of texts, 你会读到一些选文 ,selection 就是选出来的东西。好，那例如你读到了可能是个 magazine, 一个杂志，或者是 newspaper articles, 一个报纸的文章，也可能是 letters, 也可能是 advertisements, 或者是广告，都可能。那每一个 text 之后都有 several questions, 都有几个问题，所以你要选的是 the best answer, select the best answer for each question, 每一个问题的最好的答案你要把它选出来，然后呢 mark the letter, 你要标示这个字母，看 A, B, C 还是 D, 在你的 answer sheet 上面。
And questions 1 to 2 refer to the following letter. Now this letter is kind of interesting. It occurs in a very specific situation that you may not have encountered. So the best thing to do is try to imagine yourself in this situation. You can tell by the way they've written the letter what the situation is of the person who wrote the letter. And you really should imagine you yourself as the person who wrote the letter in order to understand what's going on here. Because if you're just reading it sentence by sentence without putting the situation together, the letter will not make much sense to you. But if you imagine yourself in this situation, and every time they say something, it sounds like it's out of the blue, you have to realize they're actually answering something that you wrote in your letter previously, because this is their response to a letter that you wrote.
所以这一封信呢，其实是一个回应的信啊，一封回信。所以你在读这个信的时候，你大概要想象一下他们之间在谈什么事情。你要想象一下，你是写这个信的人，或者是之前你有写过信的那一个人。就是你要想象那个情境，你比较容易了解，因为有些东西它其实是针对之前那封信里面所讲的东西啊。所以你如果不想之前那封信的话，你可能会觉得这封信读起来不知道什么意思。
At least I had that feeling when I read it the first time. Suddenly they were talking about something. I think, why did you mention that? And then I realized it was because there was something in the letter that the person originally wrote that this was a response to that they were answering. And there's one more thing.